Take exit 254, your next exit, to visit the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum, and historic downtown West Branch, home of the 31st President of the United States. The park is located just two blocks north of the exit. Born in a two-room cottage, Herbert Hoover could have been any small-town boy. Orphaned at age 9, he left West Branch with two dimes in his pocket to live with an aunt and uncle in Oregon. The cottage and other historical buildings remain to tell how family, faith, education, and hard work opened a world of opportunity, even the presidency of the United States, to a child of simple beginnings. The Visitor Center, historic buildings, and the Presidential Library Museum are open daily, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Handicapped parking is available in all parking areas. RVs and buses will find pull-through spaces in the parking lot across from the Visitor Center on Parkside Drive.
I'm here with Robert from Lafayette, Indiana. Robert, what will you tell your family and friends back home about the Hoover Presidential Library Museum and the Hoover National Historic Site?
It's an impressive layout, and we have traveled across America now. We are in our 10th week of vacationing, and we've done the Reagan Presidential Library, and so it's interesting to see the concepts of the different presidents and what they did for mankind during their years of presidency.
Your visit to Herbert Hoover National Historic Site should include the Herbert Hoover Birthplace Cottage, the Working Blacksmith Shop, the First West Branch Schoolhouse, and the Friends Meeting House, where the Hoover family worshipped. You may also enjoy walking along the beautiful and tranquil 81-acre tall grass prairie trails. On a quiet knoll overlooking Herbert Hoover's birthplace are the graves of President and Mrs. Hoover. At the Presidential Library and Museum are exhibits on Herbert Hoover's adult life and career.
Seth Goodspeed is a law enforcement park ranger at Herbert Hoover National Historic Site. Seth, the park is a huge part of West Branch. How many acres does it cover?
Well, here at Herbert Hoover National Historic Site, it covers approximately 187 acres.
And much of that includes a tall grass prairie.
Yes, we have 81 acres of reconstructed tall grass prairie here, and throughout the prairie, we have a little over 2 miles of walking trails for people to enjoy.
How are those trails used?
During warmer weather, we can see people that are out taking walks, jogging, even walking their dogs, which, as a reminder, all dogs must be on a leash in the park. We can even see people bird watching and viewing wildflowers. When spending time out in the prairie, there is always a possibility of seeing wildlife, including deer, coyotes, rabbits, eagles, hawks, and owls. During the winter months, we offer snowshoe hikes and even see a few people cross-country skiing.
Is there a fee for visiting the park?
Now, visiting the park and exploring the park is absolutely free. I do encourage our visitors to stop at the Visitor Center to grab a map, view our exhibits, and learn about other programs happening here at Herbert Hoover National Historic Site.
Adjacent to Herbert Hoover National Historic Site is the West Branch Commercial Historic District, including 15 downtown buildings listed on the National Register of Historic Places, unique shopping, and a variety of restaurants. For more information, call 319-643-2541. Take exit 254, your next exit, to visit the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum, and historic downtown West Branch, home of the 31st President of the United States.
This week at the National Historic Site, stop by the Visitor Center for a look at young Herbert Hoover's life in West Branch. The exhibits use artifacts, photos, and documents from the archives, and interactive displays to tell the stories of President Hoover's childhood in West Branch and how he later helped develop the park, which commemorates his life. Come and explore the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library Museum's permanent exhibit. Follow Hoover's life beyond West Branch and learn how he became a mining engineer, saved millions from starvation, and the 31st President of these United States. Most people leave the exhibit saying, "I never knew that about Hoover." It's just a couple blocks off the interstate and something you don't want to miss.